Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ty. How may I assist you?
Hi, what company is this?
This is a call center, sir, that works with over 100 companies and products. What can I assist you with?
Is Walmart one of them?
No, sir, not.
Is this a fraudulent company?
No, sir, this is a call center.
$19.
This is a call center, sir, that works with over 100 companies and products.
Okay, you guys tried to charge my credit card $19 that I didn't pay for. So who do I talk to about that?
Okay, to better assist you, can I have your zip code?
60201.
One more time.
60201.
First and last name.
No more information from me. Is there anything that you can do to help me or point me to the right person that can dispute what I'm claiming to be fraudulent? Otherwise, I'm just going to go.
Well, if it's fraudulent, sir, I will need to see if you're in our system. So I need you to provide me a few information to see if you're in our system. If you're not in our system, we can help you proceed with it being fraudulent. But if you are in our system, then we can help. We can see about fixing those charges.
What other information will you need besides my name?
I will need your name and your shipping address.
Okay, that's fine. Jordan Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
3420 Park Place, Evanston, Illinois.
Okay, so Mr. Goldberg, it looks like today you ordered our Jackdaw Melody watch.
That's not correct. I did not.
Okay. So you didn't order a smartwatch from us, sir?
Nope,
for $5.97?
No, I dispute that charge. I also dispute what looks to be a $12.97 one-year warranty charge that I've been notified of.
Okay, well, that charge didn't go through. It was declined. But it says that you tried to order this product today. It's using the same number that you called in on and your email.
No, just the Melody Pods.
Oh, so you only ordered the pods?
The pods, and then when I clicked so the scam that you're trying to run.
Nothing else went through it. But that $5.97, everything else was declined. Well, only the warranty was declined.
So Walmart.com, I bought Melody Pods from Walmart.com for $5.97. When I clicked confirm to enter the transaction, then it attempted to charge me $24.91 by sneaking in a Melody watch and a one-year warranty. Neither of those do I want to buy. I dispute all of that. I do not dispute buying Melody Pods for $5.97.
So you want the pods?
I would like to buy the Melody Pods for $5.97.
Nothing else has been ordered. We're not trying to send you nothing. There's nothing else has been ordered, sir. I don't know if you accidentally clicked the warranty, but that's the only thing that was on there that declined was the warranty. Nothing else has been ordered but the pod, sir.
Okay, so.
So you're saying you dispute something that I don't know what you're disputing. You only been charged.
No, no.
I said.
Okay, sorry. Just to be clear, from your perspective, you see me trying to order Melody Pods for $5.97, and you
no,
see
I see
me
that
charged.
You, I see you ordered five. I see you ordered Melody Pods for $5.97. I see the warranty decline, and you don't have to pay
yes.
the warranty. It's not. That's not a necessity.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I want to confirm with you, that I only paid $5.97 and I only bought Melody Pods and nothing else. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so that, and then when is that expected to ship? Like, is that a matter of days or?
Yes, it normally takes express shipping, it normally comes in days.
Okay, all right, then I'll take care of the rest. As long as I was not charged for anything else, because I got an alert notification for $18.94 for a Melody watch and a 1-year warranty that I was calling to dispute. But you're saying that was not charged, correct?
No, it wasn't, Mr. Goldberg.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. You have a great day.